It's time for the Technocast, your digital plus.
The government might have reopened the economy a bit, but the impact of level 5 lockdown is rearing its head and the picture isn't pretty.
South Africa will move from level 5 of the lockdown to level 4.
Non-compliance has sent South Africa back into lockdown level 3.
President Cyril Ramaphosa announced level 2 of the lockdown.
Cabinet decided this morning that the country should now move to alert level 1.
Being under lockdown means children have increased screen time and online access. Sometimes this exposes them to online risks and dangers. Be alert and be aware of your child's online and mobile behavior. Where possible, participate in online activities with them and teach them how to protect themselves online. Safety comes first.
May God bless our beautiful country, South Africa, and protect her people. I thank you.
Hi there. Welcome back. You're still with the Technocast, your digital plug, and I am Balesa Mugwena. The importance of research can never be stressed enough. A way to fully understand something, especially one that you aren't familiar with, is to research about it. Great to have you once again. Welcome to the Technocast. We are still very much around the issues of theories going around of how connected the 5G is to the coronavirus, and also still speaking to people who have researched this. Speaking of research, we had a chat with Kaylee Clifford, a researcher from Africa Check, a non-profit checking organization set up in 2012 to promote accuracy in public debates and media in Africa. The organization's goal is to raise the quality of information available to society across the continent. Kaylee explained 5G from a researcher's point of view and also shared information how 5G is not linked to the coronavirus.
The Technocast, the Technocast, your digital blah, blah, blah.
Simply put, 5G is a wireless mobile technology. It's a set of instructions for devices which tells them how to share information. And if we have 5G, that suggests there were others that came before it, and that's correct. So you would remember the days of 1G, 2G, 3G, and 4G. Now, 4G made connections faster, and it made the sharing of content easier, but it's not going to be able to meet the constantly growing demand that we have for internet access now and in the future. So we have 5G, but 5G is not just a faster version of 4G. It also allows more devices to connect to a network at once. And under this technology, we'll see network speeds increase. So that means that it will take much less time to upload and download content and information on the internet. So this has been quite controversial on social media, and I think, again, it's important to start with the basics.
We also then asked Kaylee to share some of the existing evidence that proves whether or not the 5G is responsible for COVID-19.
So we spoke earlier about how we still rely on radio waves to send information, and 5G works in the same way. These waves do release radiation, but they're non-ionizing, meaning that it does not damage the DNA in your cells. And there's really no strong evidence that these waves have any effect on your health. And the link between COVID and 5G is even more precarious. We know COVID is a real virus. We know how it spreads. It spreads through droplets from an infected person. So that could be generated by coughing or sneezing, even talking. And you can also become infected by, you know, touching a surface that's been contaminated with the virus and then touching your face. This message has been consistent throughout the pandemic. The virus cannot spread through mobile networks, and we also know this because there are countries that have yet to roll out 5G. COVID-19 is still spreading there. So those are countries like Colombia, Zimbabwe, and India. Yeah, so, I mean, I think you've really hit the nail on the head there. Theories like this, particularly when they relate to health, can be very dangerous. And I think it's easy to, you know, dismiss some of the stories that we see on social media because we know better. But there are people out there who may actually believe these things. And what we don't want is a situation where people don't follow the right precautions. So they don't wear masks, they don't social distance because they believe the virus is a scam or that it's being caused by something else. The virus is real. We've seen the devastation it can cause. And so we really need to be thinking carefully about the credibility of you know, the sources that we follow, but also what we share on social media, not just around COVID, but health in general, because at the end of the day, it's actually human lives that we could be putting in danger. Some of the reliable sources I can think of are, you know, the World Health Organization are doing a really good job dispelling some of the myths and conspiracy theories we're seeing around. Even the Department of Health is really pulling their weight, so if you want to visit their department, you can, and also the NICD in South Africa. So you can reach us on our website, it's at africacheck.org, but we're also very active on Twitter. The handle is the same, at africacheck.
That is Kaylee from Africa Check, checking whether these theories going around are actually true. For all your facts, check, get into touch with them at africacheck.org.
Passionate about radio. Well, Nimisa is here to shape your voice, creativity and production skills. Go to www.nimisa.co.za or email info@nimisa.co.za. The National Electronic Media Institute of South Africa. Nimisa, let's go digital.
Continue letting us know your thoughts around 5G on all our social media handles. That's the Technocast on Facebook, Instagram, as well as Twitter. Also, check us out on YouTube. A big thank you to ICASA, Vodacom and Africa Check. But importantly, thank you to you who's been listening till this minute. I am Palesa Magwena. You were listening to the Technocast, your digital plug. Until next time, remember, stay techno savvy.
Passionate about radio. Well, Nimisa is here to shape your voice, creativity and production skills. Go to www.nimisa.co.za or email info@nimisa.co.za. The National Electronic Media Institute of South Africa. Nimisa, let's go digital.